Progressive presents, don't do it yourself.
Okay, fixing a water heater. Easy peasy.
Oh yeah? So you know how to secure this gift joint?
Yeah.
Detach the steam pump?
Takes 2 seconds.
And fasten the dooble to the pressure tube?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to do that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I made all those things up. Look, we should just bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
That's cool. This dooble's the wrong size anyway.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, so all I can tell you is somebody's going to jail, and it's a matter of who and how many people. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Man, so glad that you have joined us today. This is a very important edition of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are new to the program, we have a lot of fun here, and we cover a lot of ground, a lot of territory. But one of the things we do not peddle in is hearsay. We deal with facts here on the Todd Starnes radio program, unlike the January 6th committee. And we had a chance during the latter part of yesterday's show to listen into some of the testimony as the surprise witness, the mystery witness, one junior aide, Cassidy Hutchinson, testified before the J6 committee in a made-for-TV moment. Now, the question is very simple for you, the listeners of this program. Do you believe Cassidy Hutchinson? And we're going to open up the phone lines this hour of the program. We're going to be checking in with a lot of folks in D.C. later on throughout the show. But this hour, we want to give you the opportunity to respond to what you heard yesterday. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Cassidy Hutchinson, and you've got to be very careful here when you're watching the testimony, when you are hearing the testimony of these individuals, because she did not experience any of this firsthand. Everything she shared yesterday was hearsay, which is inadmissible in a court of law. But the J6 committee is not a courtroom, and they know that witnesses can spew lies or half-truths or mistruths or misstatements, and they can just get away with it. They can just get away with it. So we're going to play some audio from yesterday. This is Cassidy Hutchinson, the junior aide, all of 25 years old. So she would have been, 23 when she saw all of this allegedly go down, or at least that's what she heard go down on January the 6th. Cut 15.
Relayed to him, we don't have the assets to do it. It's not secure. We're going back to the West Wing. The president had very strong, very angry response to that. Tony described him as being irate. The president said something to the effect of, "I'm the effing president. Take me up to the Capitol now." To which Bobby responded, "Sir, we have to go back to the West Wing." The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel. And when Mr. Renato had recounted this story to me, he had motioned towards his clavicles.
So that's a pretty explosive charge. And quite frankly, the president must have abnormally long arms, because I've been able to, last night somebody sent me a layout of the beast, and there's some controversy over which car it was. Was it the presidential limo, which is actually the beast, or was it an SUV version? And either one, the president would have to have significantly long arms to be able to reach through and grab the driver of the limo. It's quite frankly next to impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible, but the president is a pretty big guy, by the way. And so for him to be able to maneuver like that in such a small, confined space, that would be pretty remarkable if, in fact, that happened. But now we know, according to the Secret Service, and this information just coming out a little while ago, the Secret Service says, hey, wait a second. Our guys were interviewed, and they said this did not happen. And the Secret Service says they're willing to put their guys on the witness stand under oath. So at that point, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, all right, you've got Cassidy Hutchinson, who's testifying one thing. And by the way, that's hearsay. And then you've got the two Secret Service guys, and they're going to be testifying that none of this happened. Who do you believe? Do you believe Cassidy Hutchinson, or do you believe the Secret Service agents? Now, again, it's one thing if they're saying this now, if they're refuting this now. But if they refute this under oath, somebody's lying, and somebody needs to go to jail. And there's a broader question. I was talking to my good buddy Steve Gill. He's a great political analyst, and he's been doing this a very long time. He said, Todd, not only is somebody not telling the truth, it's very possible that some of the committee members may be suborning perjury. In other words, they are inducing somebody to lie under oath, and that somebody is Cassidy Hutchinson. Now, you got to work with me here. You saw her live testimony, but there was also pre-recorded testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson. In other words, they had already interviewed her, so they knew exactly what she was going to say when the TV cameras came on and this went border to border, coast to coast across the fruited plain. So they knew this well in advance. These are no doubt these are explosive charges. I mean, if in fact this is true, you were dealing with a lunatic in the White House who was trying to hijack the presidential limousine and was literally attacking, physically attacking Secret Service agents. I mean, that's insane. That's like a made-for-TV movie, if it happened. But I don't think it happened. I think we all know it didn't happen. But again, The charge is so outrageous. Why did Liz Cheney, why did Adam Kinzinger stand down? Why did they not say, hey, wait a second, these are really scurrilous charges here. We've got to corroborate this. And the best way to do that is to one of two things. Either get the people and order the people who allegedly told her these things, get them to testify, or get the alleged victims, the Secret Service agents, in the room and hear their side of the story. But they didn't do that. They did not do that. And why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Why is it that knowing that they had this explosive, outrageous testimony, why is it they did not reach out to the Secret Service and say, hey, here are the charges that have been levied. This is going to be going on national television in a couple of weeks or a couple of months or whenever they interviewed her. Can you guys verify this information? And they didn't do that. They waited until the day of the testimony, and then you had the Secret Service coming out and saying, hey, wait a second, we checked with our guys here. This didn't happen. I mean, this is nuts. And, yeah, we're willing to testify. So I say, great, get everybody under oath. That's what I say. Let's get to the bottom of this. And if Liz Cheney or Nancy Pelosi or Adam Kinzinger or anybody else on that committee encourage this young woman to lie or to fabricate, then they'd belong in jail for the rest of their lives if they did it. Now, Grace Baker, we're going to play a little game here. All right. So guess what I heard?
What'd you hear?
I heard, according to a source that I can't name, but I heard on Capitol Hill from a friend of mine who was actually at a barber shop, and the barber was talking to another barber as they were cutting this person's hair.
Okay.
And the barber's son knows somebody at the U.S. Capitol building.
No way.
Who actually sweeps the floor in front of Liz Cheney's office. And that source tells me that Liz Cheney did, in fact, tell Cassidy Hutchinson to lie, to make it all up, to fabricate it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
You have quite a good source for that.
Guilty. Yeah, that's right. So you know what? That's exactly, and I've got nothing. It's just hearsay.
You heard from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend.
Who cuts hair and sweeps the floor. So at that point, I mean, how is that any different than what Cassidy Hutchinson just did to President Trump? I mean, you just want to make up stuff randomly? Now, the people will say, well, what does she have to lose? You know, President Trump says, and he said this is a scorned woman because she wanted a job at Mar-a-Lago. And they've got the evidence on that. That she wanted a job at Mar-a-Lago, and she apparently, people were saying, Mr. President, do not hire her. And so she wasn't hired. And so their argument is, you know what? She wanted a job. She didn't get the job. And now this is payback.
That sounds like a nasty woman.
Well, I don't know what it sounds like. But again, she may be telling the truth. We don't know we don't know. I mean, really, you're going to put somebody under oath, and all they can say is, well, I heard, or somebody told me, did you see it for yourself? No. Nope, wasn't there. Sorry, I didn't see it, but I heard. I mean, do we really think that President Trump is throwing around cheeseburgers in the Oval Office and smattering splattering the White House walls
with
ketchup?
That was one of the funniest part of, you know, because you think like blood, right? It's like there's ketchup on the walls.
Oh, we've got that. So we got that audio. Cut 9.
I first noticed there was ketchup dripping down the wall, and there's a shattered porcelain plate on the floor. The valet had articulated that the president was extremely angry at the Attorney General's AP interview and had thrown his lunch against the wall.
So, first of all, I don't believe this based on the description of the ketchup dripping down the wall, because I know that they only serve the finest ketchup at the White House, and that is Heinz. And Heinz, it just kind of gloops there. It doesn't drip.
Yeah.
Right? It's not runny.
I love the porcelain plate description.
Porcelain. By the way, do you believe that? Do you really believe that happened, ladies and gentlemen? But by the way, you know who did throw things? Hillary Clinton threw a lamp and an ashtray at Bill Clinton. And that was documented by the Secret Service. But again, that's not hearsay. What she's telling us is, in fact, hearsay. So the question, ladies and gentlemen, who do you believe? 844-747-8868. We're going to the phones here. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, so we're sure about this? So we've been able to verify this information that we've received? All right, I just want to make sure. Thank you, Grace. So apparently, we have a connection, a source in Hollywood, and I don't know how this happened, but we, ladies and gentlemen, the Todd Stern Show, we have obtained an exclusive movie trailer for apparently an upcoming movie based on whatever happened on January the 6th. This is fascinating. The first time this has ever happened. Let's take a listen.
Now playing at a movie theater near you. J6 Democracy under attack. starring Amber Heard as scorned junior staffer Cassidy Hutchinson.
I heard my friend Sally tell me that her cousin Luann overheard her mom talking to her hairdresser about her boyfriend Sal, who heard a Secret Service agent say that President Trump tried to fly Air Force One into the White House. And I know it's true, because Sal is a mall cop.
Hearsay ripped straight from the headlines. With special appearances by Jane Fonda as Liz Cheney, the Crypt Keeper as Nancy Pelosi, Jabba the Hutt as Jerry Nadler.
So I was like watching Selling Sunset, and I like got this anonymous DM, and they said President Trump beat up two Secret Service agents and tried to commandeer the Beast.
And you saw this firsthand?
Well, like, no, but I saw it on Twitter, so it has to be true.
Guilty! The president is guilty!
And a special guest appearance by Donald Trump as Mr. President.
Lies. It's all lies. She's a very negative person and, quite frankly, a sore loser. It's fake news. It sounds like she wants a job at CNN. Everyone knows I can't drive a stick shift with my big, beautiful, huge hands. They're massive, I'm telling you.
J6 Democracy Under Attack, a Trump-sploitation film.
Jurassic Park better watch out, because that's going to be the next big blockbuster hit.
Liz Cheney terrified me. Jane Fonda pulled off it's an amazing, amazing portrayal.
Yes, very talented.
When he said that Trump had huge hands, he can't do the stick shift.
That's true. It's very tricky.
I'd heard that, so it must be true.
Must be true.
All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. All right, Charles, that sounds like a great movie.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing this afternoon?
All right.
Can't wait to see that one. Todd, I tell you, I'm just like you, my blood's been boiling ever since I watched Cassidy Hutchinson. And I can tell you right now, and I can tell the audience, and if anybody has any aides from the J6 committee that listens to your radio show, everything Cassidy Hutchinson said up there was a bald-faced lie. I was there on January 6th. I was an eyewitness to what happened outside the Capitol from the time that I saw the president's speech where he said, we're going to march peacefully and patriotically to the Capitol. He never incited a riot. When I got to the Capitol, Todd, and amongst the crowd, and I was there for several hours, I never once saw a gun. I never once saw a knife. I never once saw anybody communicating a threat, either to someone in attendance or a Capitol police officer. I never heard one person say, let's go burn it down. Nothing at all like that.
So, Charles, here's what gets me. Charles, here's what gets me about the AR-15s, because Cassidy Hutchinson, she says that she heard from somebody who heard from somebody that there were people armed with AR-15s all over the place. My question is, okay, well, why didn't the D.C. Police Department step in? If, in fact, the D.C. police saw these weapons, that's a crime. Those kinds of weapons are illegal in Washington, D.C., so why didn't they intervene?
Exactly, and I can tell you that the police department was around the Capitol, hundreds of them, and you're exactly right. If a cop saw somebody walking with an AR-15, they're going to either arrest them or they're going to take them out. And if the crowd was so heavily armed, why weren't any weapons confiscated? Why weren't any police officers shot by the protesters? The only people that died that day were all Trump supporters. And the only person shot was Ashley Babbitt.
So a Trump supporter, yeah.
A lie, and they know it's a lie, Todd. And I don't think that this committee is what they're doing is designed to reveal the truth. It's just designed to do damage to Donald Trump. But here's my thing, Todd. All these little lies that they tell and they've told over the last 4 years, they get away with it. There's never accountability. And my hope is that when the Republicans take control in November, that we not only launch investigative committees on January 6th, but also on November 3rd, 2020.
Charles, let me say this, because we've got to wrap this up here. And I appreciate your call, Charles, and it's great insight. Here's my thing, folks, and I've been an open book from day one when the riot happened during our program. I believe those who broke the law ought to pay the price, and they ought to throw the book at people. You should not be breaking into the Capitol building through broken windows, and you shouldn't be stealing crap. That's every person who did that ought to be charged, and they deserve to be charged. If President Trump instituted and was behind whatever happened on January the 6th, he ought to face charges too. But you can't do that with made-up testimony. You can't do that with hearsay. There's got to be evidence. Where is the actual evidence? That's all. But if you're going to start charging people based on hearsay, that's what they do in third world countries, folks. All right, your calls. We're going right to them. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you want to know the truth behind the events of January 6, 2021, Jake Lang, incarcerated political prisoner, has it all in a documentary about the whole truth.
The footage you're about to witness has never before been seen by the public. It is the raw and uncut truth of January 6, the day when free men and women stood unarmed against tyranny and were brutalized, beaten, and even murdered on the steps of our own Capitol, where brave Americans came together to defend the Constitution and free and fair elections. Take a journey with me where we will remember the heroes of January 6th, the millions strong who gathered to peacefully protest in the name of liberty. This documentary is dedicated to Roseanne Boylan, Ashley Babbitt, Benjamin Phillips, and Kevin Greeson, who lost their life defending their country on January 6th.
Seeing is believing. Go to j6truth.org. It's not about what you've heard and been told by mainstream left media. It's uncut visual truth. Go to j6truth.org now. Thank you, and God bless America.
All right, somebody from Politico was clearly listening to the first segment of the show. This coming from Betsy Woodruff Swan, the Secret Service spokesman, now says that in the 10 days before the hearing, the January 6th committee did not reach out to them for more details regarding the ride and the beast. So why do you think that is? What, you know, we're going to reach out to Liz Cheney's office. As a matter of fact, Grace, let's see if Liz Cheney's spokesperson will come on the program. Maybe they can explain, why is it that you did not reach out to the Secret Service? I mean, you have somebody testifying, and this person testifying under oath using hearsay, when in fact you could have just picked up the phone and called down to the Secret Service and asked them what happened. But nobody did that. And again, I suspect it's because this is really not about guilt or innocence. This is about putting doubt into the minds of every American citizen. They want you to believe that Donald Trump beat up a couple of Secret Service agents and tried to hijack the presidential limo. They want you to believe that. And people believe it. People believe this crap. They want you to believe that the president was slinging around bottles of ketchup and breaking the porcelain plates in the White House. They want you to believe that because when election time comes along, there's going to be some doubt, and you're not going to remember all of this. But what you will remember is, oh, wait a second. They said that Trump beat up his Secret Service detail, and he tried to overpower them and commandeer the presidential limo. I can't vote for that guy. This guy slings around ketchup. We can't be wasting ketchup. It costs too much money these days. He squanders ketchup. I can't vote for that guy. That's what this is really all about. And by the way, we're going to get to the phones here. By the way, Hillary Clinton lurking in the shadows, lurking, and it looks like she very well may be jumping into the race. She was asked about it. And notice that she did not say no in her response. So there's a good chance Hillary Clinton could be the Democrat nominee in 2024. What a rematch that would be. And the Democrats are terrified. That's why they're trying to destroy this guy. All right, let's go to the phones. WSJS in North Carolina. Blake on the line. Blake, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm doing well. On the Cassidy Hutchins, the two stories, the one in the limo and the other story about the catch up on the lawn, on that. You know, those are easy. Those are bring other people in and put them under oath. And if they understand the Constitution and don't like perjury charges brought against them, then they'll tell the truth.
But why do you think they didn't do that, Blake? Why? Yeah, I mean, they had the opportunity.
I honestly have no idea. I think it was such a fault from that committee that they've laid out pretty good evidence as it's gone forward. They have a number of the right people to talk in front of them, but they didn't do their due diligence here. And they've left an opening for shows like you to really exploit that. And you should, because it was a huge mistake on their part.
What do you mean shows like mine?
Just conservative talk shows. That's all I mean.
All right.
You know,
okay.
You have more of a conservative bent. You know, that's all I mean.
Fair enough.
I don't mean to be bad by it. I have a bigger question, though. You know, did Trump lose the election?
What do you mean by that?
Did he lose the popular vote? Did he lose the Electoral College? Was he not elected president of the United States?
I think the election was stolen from President Trump.
Yeah, and see, that's really hard to get around, isn't it? If
not really.
If we elect a president, well, did the Electoral College elect him? Because people don't elect him, right? The Electoral College does. Is that correct?
What are you getting at here, Blake? Go ahead and make your point.
My point is this. The person that's telling the most lies is President Trump. That you said before, you know, this committee has told little lies after little lies.
No, not little lies. Big lies, Blake. Big lies. Well, and lies are lies.
This person that was the president of the United States is still telling the same lie.
And he's got a constitutional right to do that, Blake. But you know what they don't have a constitutional right to do is lie before a congressional committee. And clearly somebody is lying before this congressional committee.
But you can't even have hearsay in court. So is hearsay actually something? I mean, can you lie on hearsay under oath?
Yes, you can. I believe you can. Clearly, somebody up there is suborning perjury, and they know it.
Then bring the valet in and bring the Secret Service agents in and the limousine driver in and just ask them. That's easy.
But they won't even address the issues that were outlined in Dinesh D'Souza's 2000 Mules, Blake, and I think Dinesh did a terrific job of laying it all out there.
Oh, give me a break. That has been disproven and disproven.
No, it has not. No. You know, it has not been disproven. Oh. Blake, you've got people out there saying, oh, that's not true, but they don't provide any of the evidence, and they have not invited Dinesh D'Souza to come and testify on Capitol Hill and address the issues that he has evidence. This is the evidence that demands a verdict.
No, the evidence that demands a verdict is a president that continues to lie to the population.
He's got a constitutional right to say whatever he wants to say, Blake. You're saying that
I get that, but the president should be held to a higher standard. I get he's got the constitutional right. Hell,
well, if that's the case, what about Hunter Biden? What about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime syndicate? If you want to talk about a higher standard, you've got a guy in office right now.
What about? Who cares about Hunter Biden?
Are you on repeat? What do you mean? What about? Is this a real person, Grace? We're not dealing with a bot.
That's every conservative's turn is when a point is made, it's what about?
No, Blake, you want to crucify this president who is no longer in office for speaking his mind. Meanwhile, you have a president in office whose son clearly has been involved in some shady stuff involving prostitutes, involving cocaine and drug use, involving jobs that he was not qualified to hold. And yet, at the end of the day, the media is turning a blind eye to that.
Is Hunter Biden the president of the United States?
His father is, and his father is involved.
Right.
His father is involved in all of these shenanigans. We've got the audio. The tapes came out yesterday. Biden out there saying he's had no dealings with his son's business ventures, and clearly that is a flat-out lie. And, Blake, as you have demonstrated, you have a problem with presidents who lie.
Following that. Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Okay, but we're not talking about Hunter Biden right now. We're talking about the January 6th committee. And, Blake, my question to you.
You brought Hunter Biden up, bro.
Bro.
Go. Sorry, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Blake, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. January 6th committee. All right, two people aren't going to talk here. It's my show, so you're going to be quiet, and I'm going to finish my thought here. So, Blake, here's the deal. The January 6th committee, they're spewing lies and half-truths every single day. They've got the mainstream media buying into this, broadcasting it into the homes of American citizens every day. They know what they're doing. They're trying to destroy Donald Trump. They don't want him running for re-election. They know they don't have any criminal activity. They know they can't charge the president because the committee has already acknowledged that no criminal referrals are coming out of this committee. It's all a sham,
absolutely,
and it's meant to destroy and disparage Donald Trump. That's it. End of story. Blake, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And again, folks, we deal with facts on this program. And we know for a fact that the committee has already said no criminal referrals. So what's the point of all of this? Well, if it's going to be Hillary, if it's going to be Michelle Obama, whoever it is, ladies and gentlemen, they want to clear the field. And that's why they're trying to get rid of Donald Trump. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS. And use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Oh, I love iced tea. You folks know that. And I'm really excited about Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale, by the way. Buy three, get one free. That's why I love Life Change Tea. They're very kind to folks who drink their delicious beverage. All natural, by the way. And it really does wonders for your health. I drink it every day. It's got 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. Life Change Tea, by the way, it's been around since 2007. It's made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Easy to brew. Just pop it in the fridge and drink a glass every single day. You're going to be feeling great in no time at all. Go to getthetea.com to order yours today. That's getthetea.com. Now, we've got a code, a discount code. Todd10, that's Todd10, you're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 in savings. Again, getthetea.com. Use my discount code, Todd and the number 10, for $10 off plus free shipping. All right, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us here. And look, I mean, I hear what Blake from North Carolina is saying, but I do believe that this election was stolen. Now, you've got Republicans out there who might argue semantics, but I think by and large, when you look at this president, when you look at the vice president, who, by the way, when she was running in the Democrat primary, didn't even win her own state. How do you do that? You're telling me that all those people came out and voted for that, for a man who is of addled mind? By the way, even some conservative slash establishment Republicans acknowledge that there were shenanigans. That's the word, that there were shenanigans at the ballot box. Okay, what were the shenanigans? Well, they think the election was stolen. But they don't want to say that because they'll be attacked by the mainstream media. So they use words like shenanigans. But it's true. That something happened. But you know what? We can't dwell on that anymore. We've got to move forward. And I'm not sure why Blake brought that up, because it really has nothing to do with this committee and the lies that are being spewed and the hearsay and the mistruths. And by the way, that will be the legal argument when the Secret Service testifies. That will be the argument, is that, well, you can't prosecute hearsay. You can't say that Cassidy Hutchinson was lying. She just overheard somebody say that. And she'll get away with it. You mark my words on that. She'll get away with it. By the way, Sean Hannity has some sources that are weighing in on this. Here's what he had to say last night on the channel.
What you heard there is an incredibly bizarre hearsay allegation from a person who, according to our sources, was actually prepared. She wanted to work for Donald Trump outside the White House when he wasn't president at Mar-a-Lago. And according to people that I talked to tonight, until others advised the former president not to hire her. In other words, according to the Federalist and people I spoke to after January the 6th, she wanted to work for Donald Trump, that bad person she's now testifying against.
So I have a question for you, and this is, I want you to just think about this. Are these things beginning to have an impact on you? Are you just tired? Are you tired of it all? I know you love Donald Trump. You were a Trump supporter. You are still a Trump supporter, but now you're saying, you know what? We just got to move on. And Ron DeSantis is looking better and better every single day. But the scandals and the hearings and the allegations, it doesn't matter if they're true or not, but the piling on. And folks, these hearings are going to go right up to the – you watch what's going to happen. The day before the midterm elections, there will be the mother of all bombshells coming out. Because, you see, this hearing is not about getting to the truth. This is about some sort of a play, a morality play. And they've got a script, and they're not deviating from the script. I'll give you a great example. Liz Cheney, at the end of yesterday's hearing, Liz Cheney says, coming up next, or we should get who is playing Liz Cheney in the, is Jane Fonda in the made-for-TV movie? Jane Fonda. We should get Jane Fonda in here to actually do the voice. But Liz Cheney basically said, coming up on the next episode, we are going to expose the fact that our witnesses are being intimidated. Wait, what? The intimidating witnesses? That's a serious charge. I mean, look, all of these are serious accusations. Do not get me wrong. I mean, these are infractions that would land people in prison, in jail. So if, in fact, people really are being manipulated, if, in fact, you've got mob bosses going out there and trying to shake down these witnesses and get them to change their testimony, if that is, in fact, happening, why would we not want to address that immediately? Why not say, you know what, Liz Cheney could have told the nation, you know what, we were going to break for dinner, folks, but we've got some serious information that we've learned, and we need to get this out there immediately so you, the people, can learn about this, so you know what to do about this. But they're not doing that. And I think everybody is pretty much in on they're in on this. They know what's really going on here. Matter of fact, Fox News has a survey out, and they say most people just aren't even paying attention anymore. But you watch. They're going to keep this going until the day before the midterm elections because they want this to hurt Republicans. This is all political. By the way, former Trump attorney Eric Hirschman has a piece out in Breitbart. There is a note that was written. Hutchinson was testifying about a note, and now Eric Hirschman, the guy who wrote the note, says, quote, the handwritten note that Cassidy Hutchinson testified was written by her was, in fact, written by Eric Hirschman on January 6th. That's a spokesperson for Hirschman telling ABC News. Quote, all sources with direct knowledge and law enforcement have and will confirm that it was written by Mr. Hirschman. Sources with ABC News also confirmed that Hirschman had previously told the committee he had written the note. So if that is in fact correct, if Mr. Hirschman, who had already testified, and he have already told the committee that he wrote that note, and now you have testimony from Cassidy Hutchinson saying she wrote that note, guess what, Grace Baker? Somebody is lying.
A big fat liar.
And again, they already knew because Hirschman had already testified that he had written the letter. And now you have Cassidy Hutchinson. So it seems to me that somebody, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, could have said, and again, look, Liz, I know you want to send President Trump to the gallows. I get that. But at least be honest and open about it.
Yeah.
Be fair.
Somebody's pants are going to be lit on fire. I'm just not quite sure whose yet.
This troubles me because, again, you've got the Democrats out there trying to say the Supreme Court is irrelevant, it's illegitimate, and needs to be disbanded. We are on the verge, if we are not careful here, we're on the verge of anarchy within our judicial system. That's what I'm concerned about.
This could be really bad.
You could end up having people convicted and sent to jail just based on hearsay.
Yep. It's a slippery slope to go down.
So, and there may be a legitimate reason why Liz Cheney did not want to bring up the fact to Ms. Hutchinson. Ms. Hutchinson, I know you just testified. Did you misspeak? What's the deal here? Because we've got testimony from an attorney, the Trump attorney, who said he wrote the note.
Exactly.
But they're not going to do that. And
why
they will
they?
Not. Right, exactly. Because they don't want it to hurt their
narrative.
TV narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Breitbart reached out to the committee, and they said that they found Hutchinson's statement and testimony credible, but they acknowledge that it was a contradiction. That's what they're calling it. Not a lie, but a contradiction. Quote, the committee has done its diligence on this and found Ms. Hutchinson's account of the matter credible. While we understand that she and Mr. Hirschman may have differing recollections of who wrote the note, what's ultimately important is that both White House officials believe the president should have immediately instructed his supporters to leave the building. By the way, through all of this, you know, the one piece of audio, the one piece of video that has not been introduced into evidence, the one where President Trump was telling the tens of thousands of people in Washington to be peaceful and to protest peacefully. Nobody's talking about that. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Now playing at a movie theater near you. J6 Democracy Under Attack. Starring Amber Heard as scorned junior staffer Cassidy Hutchinson.
I heard my friend Sally tell me that her cousin Luann overheard her mom talking to her hairdresser about her boyfriend Sal, who heard a Secret Service agent say that President Trump tried to fly Air Force One into the White House. And I know it's true, because Sal is a mall cop.
Hearsay ripped straight from the headlines. With special appearances by Jane Fonda as Liz Cheney, the Crypt Keeper as Nancy Pelosi, Jabba the Hutt as Jerry Nadler.
So I was like watching Selling Sunset, and I like got this anonymous DM, and they said President Trump beat up two Secret Service agents and tried to commandeer the Beast.
And you saw this firsthand?
Well, like, no, but I saw it on Twitter, so it has to be true.
Guilty! The president is guilty!
And a special guest appearance by Donald Trump as Mr. President.
Lies. It's all lies. She's a very negative person and, quite frankly, a sore loser. It's fake news. It sounds like she wants a job at CNN. Everyone knows I can't drive a stick shift with my big, beautiful, huge hands. They're massive, I'm telling you.
J6 Democracy Under Attack. A Trump-sploitation film.
Wow, that sounds like a great film. And I have to tell you, whoever's portraying Cass, was that Amber Heard, Grace Baker?
Yeah, that was Amber Heard, Amber Heard.
Sounds like she has a Memphis accent.
Just a little
the
bit.
The voice, very, very
familiar. A little
more
Southern than I recall.
Mm-hmm. Well done to the Todd Starnes Show, what do we call it, drama team, thespians? You were very tolerant and diverse here. Well done, team, and... Somebody actually emailed, when is that going to be in the theaters? We want to go see it. So there you go. All right, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're going to have that up on the website if you want to listen to it again. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. So there were some primary races yesterday across the nation. Congrats go out to Lauren Boebert. She won her race. Also, Lee Zeldin out in New York won the Republican primary for governor, beating Andrew Giuliani. That's going to be a pretty interesting race there. And in Mississippi, South Mississippi, a very interesting race for Congress, where you had this is the fourth congressional district. Mike Palazzo, the incumbent, has been embroiled in scandal. Sheriff Mike Ezell grew up in Pascagoula, a great man and a good friend of our great affiliate there, WPMO. Noah Britt is the owner of the station down there. And he ended up winning the race by huge numbers. He is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Sheriff Ezell, congratulations.
Hey, thank you very much. And I'm just excited to be here on your show. It's wonderful.
Sheriff, what's the big issue that for voters down there in the southern part of Mississippi?
Well, I tell you, going all around this district and talking to so many people, they wanted somebody that they could have access to. You know, of course, we've got our normal, well, I say normal, we got these crazy gas prices and inflation and all that kind of stuff. But the people felt disconnected from their congressman. And so as a 42-year police officer, I've been the sheriff for the last 7.5 years, and I've always made myself available to the people. And that's what's expected of you when you run and get elected office, is that people can call you and try to have some sort of civil conversation so that you can kind of talk through some problems and get to know what's going on. But the people wanted to see somebody in their district that they could talk to, and that happened to be me.
And Sheriff, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves, but I think it's also a reminder for Republican lawmakers that we expect our leaders to be held to a high standard.
And we are. And I'll tell you, when I ran for sheriff in 2014 in a special election, there was multiple people running for the office. The former sheriff had been removed and indicted. And so there was an attack on my profession. And that's what inspired me to get in this office. And I ran and got elected. I had to turn right around and run in 15 for my own term. And in 2019, I was unopposed, which was the first time in Jackson County history that a sheriff had not had an opponent. And so we've just got a good program here. We've got a great department. We all work hard for a common goal, and it's to get out here and serve the people. And the only campaign promise I ever made was that if you call, we're coming and we're going to help. And I've stuck with that. And the people really turned out for me last night. I was so excited. Jackson County, my home, we won with 68% of the vote, and it was just very exciting.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Sheriff Mike Ezell from Pascagoula, and Sheriff, soon to be Congressman, you ran on an America First platform. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I love my home. I love my family. I love my kids and my granddaughter. She was there with us last night, our kids. And, you know, I don't see the what I've seen growing up in South Mississippi. And, you know, our country is the greatest country that's ever existed, and I want to keep it that way. And I'll do everything I can within my power to make that happen, and that's why I ran for Congress, because I know I can do better than what's been done up there. And the God has had his hand on me since I've was a little boy, I'll just tell you that. And since I've been in office, the Lord has really directed my path. I've had my prayer group praying for me every day throughout this campaign. You know, the last 2 weeks, we were just assaulted by just some terrible attacks. And through it all, God prevailed and looked out for us and got us through it.
Well, he certainly did, and Sheriff, congratulations to you. I had a chance to meet some of your deputies when I was down in Pascagoula for the big book signing a couple of months back, and just great people, great guys, and you got a great town down there.
Yes, sir, we do, and I tell you, I hate I missed that, but we had a campaign thing going on that day, and you know, this is a big district, and I would have certainly loved to have been able to see you, but I feel like I'll get to see you in the future.
Yes, sir. Well, Sheriff, congratulations. That's Mike Ezell, ladies and gentlemen, winner of the big Republican primary battle. Stephen Palazzo, the congressman, he upset the sitting congressman who had been dealing with some ethics complaints and charges. And we wish you the very best. Sheriff, soon to be congressman, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. And by the way, listen up, you folks in Pascagoula. I'm heading down there Friday, or Saturday, rather. We're having a big event Sunday at Lighthouse Baptist Church in Theodore, Alabama. I'll be speaking in the Sunday morning services. We'll be doing a book signing later in the afternoon. And we would love to see you come down there. There's no charge. It's church. You come and you worship, you celebrate. And I would love to be able to shake your hand and meet all of our listeners along the beautiful Mississippi Gulf Coast. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, Grace Baker, you send me these weird stories. This is from Cornell University. And this story from Newsmax.com. We love Newsmax around here. So according to a Cornell University professor, the school's library removed a bronzed Gettysburg Address plaque and a bust of President Abraham Lincoln because somebody complained.
Everybody's offended nowadays.
Everybody's offended. Apparently, yeah, Abraham Lincoln. To our knowledge, Abraham Lincoln did not own slaves.
He's honestly one of the most likable presidents when you think about it. Most people like him. So it's funny somebody took offense.
He freed the slaves.
Exactly.
I don't know if the perpetually offended snowflakes understand that, but he freed the slaves. Quote, somebody complained and the plaque and bust are gone. That's Professor Randy Wayne. He was telling the College Fix. He said the pieces of American history have been a part of Cornell's library since 2013. He said that the Lincoln-centric bust and plaque have been replaced by nothing in the university library. So, again, it's this cleansing of America. You know, it just, they're going to get rid of everything.
Everything.
Anything that was created by a white guy before the year 2000, it's gone. It's eradicated. You mark my words on that, Grace Baker.
I know. I mean, we've seen it happening. It's been a trend for sure.
Okay. Can we talk about this Disney thing? It's a crazy show.
When you've been saying weird stories, I was waiting for this one to pop.
So I want you to set this up because I'm unfamiliar with this realm of Disney. But
yeah.
Disney is, they've got the Disney, this is the Disney Channel.
This is, well, Disney Plus. They're launching a lot of TV shows right now. And one of them is, and they've done this before, you know, they came out with a movie that was called Big Hero 6. It featured a little boy and a robot. It was a cute movie. Now they're turning it into a TV show that's called Baymax, which is the name of the robot.
Is this like Baywatch?
Yeah.
No, but it's so
it's Baymax. I don't think it has anything to do. I've never seen Baywatch, but I am familiar what that is about. No. They are not wearing lifeguard suits.
So they're not they're not lifeguards.
No, not lifeguards. But anyway, they're just coming out with this show, and now it looks like there's been some leaked footage from it. And at first, I thought this has to be a parody, but it is not. This is actual audio and footage from the new TV show.
And we've got the video up on our website, and it features. So this guy, let's set this up. So there's like a big blob that sort of looks like the Michelin Man if you watch the TV commercials, the tire guy. Really big, like white blobus.
Yeah, bulbous. It reminds me of the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters
or Michael Moore. So either one, about the same girth. We're not judging. We're just trying to explain. It's a very well-rounded cartoon character.
Yes, and he's walking through the supermarket.
He's on the lady products aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly looking very confused. And then all of these, we just need to set this up, and then you'll be able to understand it when you hear the audio. So then he's trying to figure out which lady products to use. And keep in mind, we're talking about a dude.
Right, he's got a manly voice. He's got like, which product should I use?
Sort of like Liz Cheney just a few moments ago.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a listen. This is from the Disney show from Disney Plus.
Excuse me, which of these products would you recommend?
Well, these are the tampons I usually use.
Thank you.
I prefer pads. They're more comfortable for me.
Thank you.
I always get the ones with wings.
Thank you.
Get them scented and bleach free if you can.
Thank you.
Yo, my daughter loves these.
Thank you.
These might be easier if it's her first period.
These are really environmentally friendly.
This is what's on children's television.
So they're trying to, I mean, I've never heard of a cartoon. I remember going back when I was a child, growing up in South Haven, Mississippi, right across the state line, we had professional wrestling, so we always liked wrestling. It came on Saturdays, but we had cartoons before the wrestling shows.
Yeah.
Wrestling, but wrestling for our national audience. And they would, you had Scooby-Doo, and you had the Laugh Olympics, you had Hong Kong Phooey, the Flintstones, Yogi Bear, and the Laugh Olympics. I love that. Going back to Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine, which was the van they rode around in and, chasing bad guys and ghosts. Not once, Grace Baker, in all of my years of watching cartoons, do I recall Velma and Daphne having a discussion about tampons.
Nope, not once. They pretty much avoided that topic altogether.
I may be wrong.
Yeah, I grew up with, Clifford the Big Red Dog and Arthur before it went woke and all those Cyber Chase, Cyber Kids, all this other stuff. Looney Tunes, I watched a lot of that.
So the initial woman who, she looked startled, like,
yeah,
she's why is Michael Moore on the ladies' product aisle, and why does he want tampons? That was the look on the face.
She looks perplexed.
Can I just ask this, in Disney, it seems to me they're a little culturally insensitive, because the black guy sounds like a stereotypical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back and listen to
And also, if you look in the video, one of the guys is wearing, so there's another guy on the aisle, a white guy. He's got a little cap on, and he also has a shirt that's the transgender flag pattern. It's pink and blue and white, and it's striped exactly like the flag. So they snuck that in there, too.
All right, so there you go. Again, Disney Plus, about to debut a brand new program that promotes men using feminine hygiene products. And moms, dads, you're going to be having some really awkward conversations with the 3 and 4 year olds in the coming days. Have you given up on Disney? Are you buying into this argument that they really are grooming children now, outright grooming children for this nonsense? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I've got to tell you about our great friend, Greta Van Susteren. You know, after Roe, America is never going to be the same. Well, all this week, Greta is on Newsmax looking at America after Roe. You can find out how abortion will change the 2022 and 2024 elections and the implications for Trump and a lot more. Greta, she's on the channel at 6 o'clock Eastern every weeknight with her new show, The Record with Greta Van Susteren. She leads a great night on Newsmax with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. And get this, if your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, just give them a call. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone, which that's what I do. You can watch it anytime, anywhere. So tune in to Newsmax tonight and every day.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Now, I know a lot of you, you had a feast last year, 4th of July, 17 cents extra in your pocket to have the big 4th of July cookout. And this year, I've got some bad news for you, because you're going to be paying about $10 more for your meal than you did last year. Grace Baker, I know you're a big 4th of July person.
Oh, yes.
And are you doing like a big cookout? What are you going to be doing now? I mean, is it going to be $10 more than last year?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're going to have like a little pool party with our friends. So we're going to basically just divide up. Everybody brings something. But I'm like, man, it's going to be a little more pricey this year. I went to Sam's Club yesterday, and geez Louise, the prices have just skyrocketed.
It's nuts. So according to the American Farm Bureau Federation, they keep track of all this stuff, the average cost of a cookout is up 17% from 2021.
Yikes.
Americans are going to pay about almost $70. If you invite 10 people over, 70, I think that's more in the southern states. Because I mean,
we like to eat.
So when you have a cookout, is it a hot dog or a hamburger or both? Tofu.
Oh no, tofu. Hot dog and hamburger.
Well, so normally it's like a hot dog and then a hamburger.
Yeah.
But in the South, you know, somebody's going to be sneaking the extra burger.
This is true. And you've got to have separate buns for each thing. It's not like you can just buy one set of buns.
That's true. I eat bunny bread. Is that what you use?
I do whatever's on sale.
Really?
All right. I'm not picky.
All right. Well, that's good. I mean, it's good you're not picky. You got to have Tops. Is it Tom's Mustard? I'm not a big French's mustard guy.
Oh.
There's a special brand of mustard over at the Kroger, and it's amazing. You got to put that on the hot dog.
Also, never. I just get whatever's on sale.
You got to have your potato salad, and it's got to be homemade.
I'm not a big potato salad person.
Oh, you got to have it.
Except if it's from Corky's.
But you're from the South.
I only like twice baked potato salad.
Oh, that's disgusting. No, you got to have traditional.
Okay.
Which is, it's mayonnaise based.
Mayonnaise based.
But you got to put a little bit of the mustard in there. That's what Mother Stearns
does. Someone always brings a pan of brownies, too.
All right, this is crazy. What's on your menu for the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen? Are you having to cut back? Maybe charge admission? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks. Listen up here. Did you know that America has been just one of six countries that allows abortion on demand up to the moment of birth? Well, it's because of Roe v. Wade that the United States became an extreme outlier in abortion law compared to the rest of the world. Now, thankfully, the Supreme Court just overturned Roe. That is a crucial first step, and we're already starting to see this with the lawsuits being filed on the state level. But this is only the beginning of the vital work to protect life. And that's why I need your help, and our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom need your help. You can help create a culture of life. Go to adflegal.org/starns. That's adflegal.org/starns to help make a life-saving difference. The battle for life is on, and you need to go to adflegal.org/starns to join the fight. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Big primary battles all over America. We just heard from a gentleman down in South Mississippi upsetting the incumbent Republican, Mike Ezell. He's the sheriff down there in Pascagoula. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have another winner, our good friend Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah. Congressman, hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing well. Thanks. It's great to be with you.
And congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, we never take our primaries for granted. If you do, believe me, they'll come back and bite you. But the biggest thing for you and I think, is November. I mean, the Republicans just have to take the House. We have to take the Senate. And I'm just increasingly confident that both of those are possible now.
I am too, Congressman. But again, I've been telling folks, you get out there and pretend like you're 20 points behind in the polls, and just, you know, you got to work your butt off and knock on those doors.
That's exactly right, because our country is 20 points behind. When you look at the devastation that's developed in the last just 15 months from this administration, people should be scared to death, and they are, and they're angry. And I hate to have that be a motivation to get people to go and vote, but sometimes it is. And I think that's the situation we're facing in November. People feel the emotion. They look at their country and they think, what in the world is happening to our country? And why are they doing this? And you even have to ask, are they doing it on purpose? But I think that is going to drive a lot of voter enthusiasm, certainly on the conservative side. But we're going to need it because like you said, you got to approach this thing as if we're coming from behind.
Congressman, we've been following the developments coming out of that crazy hearing yesterday, and I mean, it's pretty clear that somebody is not telling the truth. The Secret Service now says they're more than willing to send their agents to testify, refuting the testimony that President Trump attacked them and tried to hijack the presidential limo. You've got a Trump attorney refuting evidence regarding a letter. This really, it seems to me, this is not about getting to the truth. This is about trying to damage and destroy Donald Trump.
Well, I just don't think there's any question about that. And I think any reasonable person who watches this would come to that conclusion as well. And look, if you have to lie, if you have to exaggerate or deceive in order to convince people, then you don't have the argument and the facts on your side. And that's what this committee has done. Frankly, it's what the Democrats have done for years now, but they particularly were acute in doing that against the former president. And again, there's no question that what you said is true. This isn't about informing the American people. For heaven's sakes, if it was about learning the truth and informing people, you would have both sides represented. You would be able to call witnesses from both sides. January 6th committee doesn't allow that. Pelosi didn't even allow the Republicans to choose who they wanted on the committee. They're clearly sifting through the evidence, presenting one side, and of course they're going to, you know, be able to persuade some people if you only present one side of the facts or the arguments. But this isn't about that. This is about what you said. This is about discrediting the former president and anyone who supported him and creating the impression that they're all insurrectionists, that they all are anti-constitutionalists. They all want to tear down our country. What nonsense. But I think the American people have quit paying attention to this. I mean, there was impeachment one and impeachment two and Russia collusion and now this. And I think the American people just go, you know, I've been there, done that. Show me at the end of the day what you got. But right now, they don't have anything.
No, they don't. And as a matter of fact, the ratings are coming out. And Fox News, this is a report from ABC, Fox News Channel reporting that viewers are just tuning out of the hearings. You know, they've been broadcasting them, and it looks like folks are just not interested. And I think the reason why is they see this, as you just said, they see this for what it is. It's not about the truth. It's about taking out Donald Trump.
And if it was about the truth, it would be interesting.
Sure.
Because they would be learning something. They would be saying, oh, I didn't know that, or, you know, I didn't realize that. But there is nothing new here. I mean, people ask me all the time what I think about the January 6th committee, and I was like, I don't pay that much attention to it. If there's something new, believe me, we'll be made aware of it, but there isn't. It's day-to-day of just the same thing we've heard for a year, and the committee knows that, by the way. That's why they have to package this thing like a movie. That's why they're so choreographed and so scripted, because they know they've got the only way they have to compel people is by having some type of it's in the demonstration. It's in the presentation, not in the facts. And they have to make it as dramatic as they can because the facts don't support anything new and it doesn't draw to any new conclusions.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is our good friend Congressman Chris Stewart, a Republican from Utah. Congressman, we've also been paying very close attention to what's happening at the border. Here's Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, weighing in on this horrible tragedy where upwards of 50 illegals were killed, found dead in a truck. Cut number six.
If you look at this administration, just in the last week or last few days, what you see is a culture of death. And that's a strong thing to say, but that's what this administration is about. They seem to have no conscience, no caring, no responsibility, no accountability for what's happening. So it's clear that these 50 people who died in the back of that 18-wheeler, in the most horrendous death, Chris, that you can imagine, suffocating at 130 or 40 degree heat or higher, scrambling over each other, pounding against a locked door, and suffocating and dying in the heat, that this is clearly a result of the Biden policies. But that's just the latest. We've seen people drowned in the river. We've seen fentanyl pour across our borders and drive up the death rate of teenagers and young adults in this country because of the border policies. Then let's look at what's happening in the streets. The criminals have taken over the streets.
Congressman, do you believe, as the lieutenant governor and the governor, by the way, that Biden is responsible for what's happening at the border and he's creating this culture of death?
Well, of course he's responsible for it. And he's exactly right. That's what it is. And this is one of those things where I said earlier, they're doing it on purpose. I mean, for heaven's sakes, President Trump fixed the border. It was a problem when he was elected. It took him more than 2 years, but he eventually put the policies in place that fixed the border. And this president tore all that down. And by the way, these individuals in that truck, they weren't hardened criminals or drug dealers. These were men and women and children. These were innocent people who were exploited by these coyotes. Something like 72% of the young girls and the young women who cross the border are sexually abused in the process. How can anyone look at that and think, yep, that's a great policy. We should support that policy. What the president has done has not only been devastating for our own economy, our own national security, and our own morale, it's devastating for the victims of those who are brought across the border. Almost every one of them who are abused in one way or another in the process. How can he justify this? I mean, it's inexcusable to, I think, most of us.
Well said. All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Again, congratulations on the big win last night, and good luck in the election.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Congressman Chris Stewart out of Utah on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, all these folks out there saying, well, Trump is still saying that he won the election. Well, you know what? The Democrats have a pretty long history of doing the exact same thing, and I don't see them being hauled before Congress. I don't see them being accused of leading an insurrection by refusing to concede their races. Cut number 7.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
One thing that Trump is fearful of when it comes to his being president is that finally we will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
He's an illegitimate president.
Do you believe Trump is a legitimate president?
What I believe is that there's no question that the outcome of this election was affected by the Russian interference.
There absolutely is a cloud of illegitimacy.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he knows he didn't. He knows he's an illegitimate president.
He knows he's an illegitimate president. So, of course, he's obsessed with me. And I believe that it's a guilty conscience.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
And Al Gore won that election. I think he won it anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Bush versus Gore. A court took away a presidency.
If all the votes were counted in Florida, that Al Gore would be president today and George Bush would be back in office.
I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results, Al Gore would be president.
The Supreme Court selected George W. Bush as the president. He was not elected.
There is overwhelming evidence that George W. Bush did not win this election.
Troubling evidence of the fact that not every vote was being counted.
Don't think that George W. Bush won the election in 2000 against Al Gore, because I think that he probably lost Florida and also that nationwide.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is at least 2 minutes worth of Democrats saying that elections were stolen, that George W. Bush was an illegitimate president, that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president. Now, you don't hear the mainstream media hollering about this because they defend this. They actually believe that those elections were illegitimate. Now, you just think about this. If in fact the Democrats had gotten their way, there would not be a Republican president, and there would not have been a Republican president until George H.W. Bush. That would have been the last Republican president elected if the Democrats had their way. But nobody's calling out the Democrats. We've got the info, and we're going to keep sounding the alarm here, folks, because there is a double standard and it is hypocrisy. All right, before we go here, we got to take a break here, but I got to share this info with you. You Catholics, we got a lot of Catholics, and You guys have been battling with your Pope, who's what, a socialist, a communist? I mean, the Pope Francis, the guy's a far leftist. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi over at the Vatican, she was received inside the Vatican and she was administered communion by the Pope. Nancy Pelosi and her husband, the drunk driver, were there side by side, grinning from ear to ear as the Pope was giving them communion. And I'm curious, if you're a Catholic, your thoughts on the Pope and what kind of a message is the Pope sending that a woman who is ferociously pro-abortion, a woman who supports the killing of unborn children, is allowed to receive communion by not just a local priest, but by the Pope of your church. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I mean, I know my denomination, the Southern Baptist, we've gone full-blown woke. But, wow, Catholics, what is happening in your denomination? We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back. Let's get to the phone lines here. Georgia, WDUN. That's Bill Maine country. Great morning show out there. Kit on the line. Hi, Kit. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Hey, I had a question. I listen to these shows, and I was wondering why the Justice Department and the FBI and the government in general aren't required to follow the law, and why they continuously break it, and there's no one that seems to be held accountable. So it continues to grow worse and worse and worse.
You know, Kit, that's a terrific question, and it is a problem. And they get away with it because they know they can. And many of these people, they showed up on Capitol Hill. They didn't have two nickels to rub together, and now they're all a bunch of multimillionaires. So we know that there is all sorts of corruption going on, all sorts of grift going on. But until we, the people, decide to get serious about this and hold our elected leaders accountable, there's really nothing we can do. Now, you've got people out there saying the answer to this is term limits, keeping people to maybe two or three terms in Congress, and then you got to come back home. I don't know. That may be an answer. That may be a possibility. But it seems to me, Kip, that the biggest problem is that, you know, we've got other stuff going on in our lives, and we don't want to take the time to pay attention to what our elected leaders are doing.
Can I follow up?
Sure.
I'm not talking about our elected leaders. I'm actually talking about the U.S. Justice Department, which is the legal arm of our government and the legal arm for the people. And they're the ones that are supposed to enforce the laws and do it equally and fairly. A mission statement from the U.S. Justice Department, U.S. Attorney's Office, says to promote and establish justice and the appearance of justice by vigorously and fairly representing the United States and the citizens in all matters, civil or criminal. That's pretty simple, but yet they become a pawn for one party or the other, and they're not following the law.
No, sir. No, sir. Let me stop you there. No, sir. No, they become pawns for one political party, and that's the Democrats. And that happened. The weaponization of our federal agencies actually started in earnest during the Obama years. I can tell you that the Justice Department was not weaponized against the American people during the Trump administration, but it certainly was during the Obama years, and it has been reactivated as a weapon by Joe Biden. Kid gotta run, appreciate the call, but it's true. I mean, it's when you go back and look at the evil that Barack Obama did with the Justice Department and with the Internal Revenue Service, People should have gone to jail for that. And again, why would they? Because the Justice Department was weaponized to take out the Tea Party. It's a long time ago. And you gotta keep doing your homework on this stuff, folks. But don't say it's the Republicans and the Democrats. No, it's just one party that's doing it. It's the Democrats. If the Republicans were doing it, we would call them out. Just like we're calling out Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and this sham committee. And Congressman Cheney ought to be ashamed of herself. She knows better. She's been a rock-solid conservative her entire life, allowed herself to get infected with Trump derangement syndrome, and she is willing to sacrifice everything to take down this president. Everything. She's made her point. And now I'm afraid she's going to lose her Senate or her congressional seat. And quite frankly, if she is not representing the interest of her constituents, they're the ones that matter. Honestly, they're the only ones that matter. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. We've got Liz Harrington coming up, President Trump's spokesperson. Also, Liz Peek has a great column. Believe it or not, there's another Supreme Court ruling coming out, and it's a doozy. We'll tell you about it. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
What we've just heard over the past hour or so would tell us why they have this emergency.
She had another, obviously, another session behind the scenes with this committee, right, which they're playing those sound bites from. And during that, I'm sure they realized the power of this testimony and perhaps, you know, politically in the wake of Roe v. Wade and everything else to keep January 6th on the front burner. The bottom line, though, is this testimony is stunning, and we're going to likely hear from the former president and his reaction to all of this in one way or another. But you also have other officials, Pat Cipollone, White House counsel. You have others who are weighing in here behind the scenes through her testimony. Listen, I think it does move the ball in this hearing.
All right, that's Fox News Channel's supposed fair and balanced journalist, Brett Baer. And he's been attacking President Trump for a couple of weeks now. Well, longer than that. But he's been stepping up the attacks over the past couple of weeks. Fox's Brian Kilmeade called the president unhinged and pushed back on any claims of election wrongdoing or election fraud. I mean, these are, and he's the host of the supposedly conservative Fox and Friends. Breitbart says that Fox News has pretty much abandoned their base. And he wants to, and Breitbart is asking an interesting question. How many strikes before Fox News is out? And all of you MAGA folks, stop watching Fox News. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. Hour 3 underway. I want to get right to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, President Trump spokesperson, Liz Harrington. Liz, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, I'd love to get your take on Fox News. I mean, everybody sort of sees through the charade here. There's no way that people like Brett Baer are straight as an arrow news guys anymore.
You know, he must really be missing Chris Wallace or something and trying to fill the void, ever small void, when you look at viewership. Left by Chris Wallace. I can't see another explanation. It's very bizarre. I mean, what supposedly honest, you know, fair and balanced journalist is taking this seriously? You even have Peter Alexander, who most would say has not been very fair and balanced to President Trump over the years, certainly, over at NBC News, saying, yeah, the Secret Service is totally ready to go on the record under oath and refute this because it's totally false. I mean, this is laughable. This sham hearing, which they said was, oh, it's emergency, we have new evidence, it was a total joke. And everything she said has been debunked in a matter of minutes, if not hours, but nothing she said was even remotely close to the truth. And it's on its face not close to the truth. I mean, anyone who's familiar with protocol and, you know, presidential movements and the beast and all of these things says, I know on its face it's not physically possible. And it's also just flat out absurd. We know the man. This is a caricature by some 25-year-old who doesn't know President Trump, doesn't even pretend to be in the car, making up wild stories. It's just pathetic. And for them, the so-called fair and balanced reporters at Fox News, to take this even remotely seriously is a joke.
Yeah, President Trump just a little while ago shared this on Truth Social. And by the way, at Todd Stearns, folks, if you want to follow me on Truth Social, the president writing, the lies and fabricated stories being told to the partisan, highly unselect committee, not only by the phony social climber who got caught yesterday, but by many others, are a disgrace to our, in serious decline, nation. No cross-examination, no real Republicans, no lawyers, no nothing. And he's right, Liz. And what really troubles me, and I get it, Liz Cheney hates the president's guts. I get that. But that doesn't give her a pass when it comes to doing due diligence. And they knew what she was going to testify. They knew what she was going to say. And they didn't even bother to reach out to the Secret Service to get their side of the story. And we know that because the Secret Service just a little while ago actually told Politico nobody bothered to call us.
It's just disgraceful. They do not care. They will air any lie, any smear, no matter the source, no matter how little credibility, no matter just how obviously untrue it is. It doesn't matter. And I think it's really going to backfire on them. Look, they already had to cancel their primetime hearings because nobody watched. It actually got less viewers than a normal night of network television, right? The ratings stink. The American people are not buying their false narrative. They're wondering why you're trying to force us to watch and relitigate something that they don't care about when, in fact, gas is at an all-time high and going higher, when they can't fill up their tank, they can't buy groceries, and the economy it is just being destroyed before our very eyes. The border's been destroyed before our very eyes. And they're not covering the most migrants that have probably ever been killed, illegal aliens killed in a horrific fashion in that tractor trailer. And that's a direct consequence of not only an illegitimate Biden regime that has systematically destroyed our border and encouraged this kind of illegality and assisted it, but it's also at the hands of a media that refuses to cover it and a Congress that refuses to enforce the law and Republican rhinos who refuse to negotiate and say, we're not signing anything, not your crazy gun control, not your fake infrastructure, nothing. We're not going to negotiate until we secure this border. But it's on all of their hands. And no one, and they're not talking about it because they want to turn the cameras to some lightweight, not even a backbencher, Alyssa Farah's best friend supposedly in the White House to just put out some total garbage that on its face is totally false and easily disproven. I mean, what are they doing? It's time we had some real journalists do some real work. Our country's being destroyed. It's not going to be fixed until we have an honest press and honest elections.
Well said. And Liz, real quick, you know, last night talking about elections, president undefeated. All of his endorsed candidates won their races yesterday.
Unbelievable, the power of the Trump endorsement. I mean, it we've never seen anything like it in American politics. Mary Miller, a fantastic win. Darren Bailey, fantastic win. I have to think some of it had to do with that great story at the rally about the misplaced hair in the photo yes. line. I don't know if you... It was absolutely amazing. President Trump at his best, and Darren Bailey just embracing it and running with it. I mean, that shows you how critical and how even in a late hour, what the Trump endorsement does in a state like Illinois. God bless these patriots. It's candidates like these that are going to fix this country and save America. And that's why President Trump is so invested in getting these candidates across the finish line.
Well, Liz, we appreciate your time as always, and good luck out there on the campaign trail.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington, everybody, with President Trump, his spokesperson. Always good to have Liz on the program. By the way, Politico's got a story up now. They're fleshing out this report. The Secret Service now saying that the January 6th committee did not reach out to them in the days before yesterday's hearing. This is from Betsy Woodruff Swan, the Secret Service telling Politico that the Select Committee investigators did not ask Secret Service personnel to reappear or answer questions in writing in the 10 days before asking Hutchinson about the matter at the hearing. Quote, we were not asked to reappear before the committee in response to the new information, and we plan on formally responding on the record. We have and will continue to make any member of the Secret Service available. So now you have to ask yourself this question. Why is it that that committee, they don't want the Secret Service testifying on the record? Is it possible because they will tell the truth and Cassidy Hutchinson, their star witness, will be exposed as a liar? Is that a possibility? We're going to keep you updated on this. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Now, Grace Baker, Senator Ted Cruz, is very upset with Elmo.
I thought you were going to say the border.
The Sesame Street Muppet. So, Elmo, is there more than one Elmo? It's because the Washington Post describes the puppet this way, young puppet Elmo.
I don't know why they describe it that way. I mean, there's like a mom and a dad Elmo, maybe, and that's why?
Okay. So it is. I didn't realize. Yes, little Elmo has a father puppet Muppet called yes. Louie.
Oh.
And so Elmo is 3.5 years old in the Sesame Street lore. And little Elmo just got his, this is big. Little Elmo just got his China virus vaccine. So anyway, now Ted Cruz is very upset because he says there's no scientific backing here to say that 3.5-year-old Muppets need to be getting China virus vaccines, Grace Baker.
That's a fair point. I mean, is there data to support a Muppet getting a vaccine? I didn't know they needed vaccines.
So this is really all about this is really all about indoctrination and propaganda.
True.
All right, so we've got this audio here.
Yes, we have the audio.
This is little Elmo talking to his father, Louie, about getting the China virus vaccine. Let's listen.
Now, Daddy has super-duper bandages just like Elmo.
You were super-duper today, getting your COVID vaccine, Elmo.
Yeah, there was a little pinch, but it was okay. Elmo was really glad to have Daddy and Baby David there with him. Baby David, where are you?
I had a lot of questions about Elmo getting the COVID vaccine. Was it safe? Was it the right decision? I talked to our pediatrician so I could make the right choice. I learned that Elmo getting vaccinated is the best way to keep himself, our friends, neighbors, and everyone else healthy and enjoying the things they love.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Elmo and Baby David have a question. Oh. Can we have a hug?
Oh, come here, son.
Elmo loves you, Daddy.
I love you, too.
It's okay to have questions about COVID vaccines for your kids. Get the latest facts by speaking to your pediatrician or healthcare provider.
I have a question. I have a question. Grace Baker.
Well, you're not a parent, but go ahead. You can ask a question.
So, to my knowledge. So, I have a question here about this vaccine.
Sorry. Continue.
It's all right.
I want to take your question very seriously.
Thank you. Did little Elmo, did he sound like that before he got the vaccine?
I think so. Sources say yes, but
that is a frightening voice.
In the in the back.
Can I have a hug? Hello, Daddy. I don't know. That just sounds weird.
That's just Elmo for you.
All right. Is that the one that goes around tickling people?
Yeah, tickle me, Elmo.
Okay. Yeah.
We all knew there was a problem when they came out with a toy called Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah, especially in today's age. You know
that was years ago.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't
but
keep
I'm
up.
Saying that's where it all started.
I see. So Elmo, as a 3.5-year-old, is now getting the vaccine.
Yes. And he's very glad he did it.
Well, it does make you wonder what happens, Grace Baker, when they unleash the monkey pox. I mean, can you imagine what they're going to be doing over at Sesame Street when that happens?
It's going to be pandemonium.
It's pandemonium.
Yeah.
All right. It'll be interesting. We'll see there. Okay. So there you go, folks. Sesame Street now telling 3.5-year-olds that you've got to get the vaccine and then your voice will never change. 844-747-8868. That's unfortunate. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
So, Guardian of the Galaxy star Chris Pratt is in the news. He's also the star of Jurassic Park and Jurassic World. Great guy. He's been pretty open about his faith. And well, let me back up. A couple of years ago, he came out of the closet and in Hollywood and announced that he, in fact, is a Christian. And that's like a huge thing in Hollywood because once you announce you're a Christian, they basically try to destroy you. And that's what they've done with Chris Pratt. Now, Grace, I you're the Hollywood person here, but Chris Pratt, let me back up here and see if I get all this correct. He is under fire predominantly because of his religion, but there's another issue involving his kids. So he was married to a woman. They had a child. He was born 9 months premature, had a cerebral hemorrhage, and they wrote a book about it or something. It was a big ordeal.
Yes.
So anyway, they separated, and then he remarried, and they had another baby, and he wrote this long post about how he was so excited that his wife gave birth to a healthy baby.
Yes.
And so all you-know-what broke loose on social media, and they're accusing him of basically insulting his special needs child.
Which he was not doing.
No. So anyway, there's that. And then, I mean, it's just brutal.
Yeah.
So the attacks on this guy.
And he's a big star, but like he's not necessarily, there's much bigger stars out there, but people just love to pick on him because of what you just said.
So then he was, at the MTV Music and Video Awards. And he announces that he's a Christian. And it wasn't a big deal. It was just, it was what it was. And so then they start attacking him, accusing him of going to Hillsong Church, which is a fine enough church, if you're into that kind of a thing. And they were accusing him of going to an anti-gay church. Well, first of all, he doesn't even go to Hillsong.
No.
And the church he does go to does follow the Bible's teachings on marriage. So what?
What a revelation.
What
a
shocker. So they're attacking him for that, and it was just ugly. So now Chris Pratt is coming out, and he's saying, well, I don't go to, that church. I'm not anti-gay, and I'm not religious anymore. And I think what he's saying is that, he's a Christian, but he's not doing the whole religion thing, and he's like, going after religion, which I get it.
I get what he's saying.
But you know what? Most everybody else is not.
Yeah.
And they're acting like he's renouncing his faith.
Which
and I don't
not.
Think he is.
No,
so now everybody's mad at Chris Pratt. Can I just say, can I just talk to the Christians for a second? If you're Jewish, just hang back for a second. I need to talk to the Christians for a moment. If you're an atheist, just go grab a Baptist martini. Christians, we got a big problem here. Whenever there is a Christian, whether it's Bieber or Timberlake or whoever, and they come out and announce that they're Christian, we put those people up on a pedestal, and it was like we were worshiping them or we're treating them like they're some sort of super spiritual Christians when they're not. They're just like the rest of us. We're sinners saved by grace. And yet we go out there and we put these guys up on the pedestal, and when they don't meet all of our expectations, we throw them off of the pedestal. We got to stop that. We just got to stop it. And so I feel bad for Chris Pratt here. You know, geez, Lou. Give the guy a break. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Agree? Disagree? Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Oh, wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Starnes radio program. And now is a great time to head over to ToddStarnes.com. We have a great store for you, some incredible new ball caps, as well as great T-shirts, and, of course, all of my books. And very happy to autograph and personalize every copy that you purchase over at ToddStarnes.com. Well, there were a lot of Supreme Court rulings of historic significance that were released over the past couple of weeks now, but we're not done just yet. That's according to our good friend and the great columnist, Liz Peek. She is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Liz, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thanks so much. I always love joining you.
All right. So what's going on here, Liz? I thought everything had been decided that needed to be decided.
Well, probably the biggest ruling of all is yet to come out, and I presume it'll come out tomorrow or Friday, and that has to do with seemingly something pretty much pertaining to climate change, but that actually has much, much broader implications. The case is West Virginia versus the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It has to do with whether the EPA overstepped its boundaries by basically implementing Obama's Clean Power Plan. I know your listeners, their eyes are glazing over as I'm talking about this, but this has to do with basically abuse of power by a federal agency and, in a bigger scale, the separation of powers. Because what's happened over many decades is the executive branch, the president, through the agencies, has been able to dictate more and more of the rules that govern Americans' lives. It's not just the EPA and environmental regulations, but also the FDA, the FCC. There are literally hundreds of these agencies. And what happens is more and more of our legislating, in effect, is being done by bureaucratic decree, by people who are unelected, faceless, bureaucrats, lifelong public servants in D.C., and that, I think, is one of the reasons that Americans feel more and more distant from their government. They feel like the government isn't listening to them. Well, why not? Because guess what? The people they elect, their congressional representatives and senators, are not creating laws. What they're doing is sort of giving vague guidance to what then becomes very specific agencies that implement are the rules and regulations, again, that really affect all of us. So if the court, and there's a good chance this might happen, comes down on the side of West Virginia being a number two coal producing state in the country, that was going to be very much impacted by Obama's clean power plan, which really didn't like coal, just like Biden doesn't like coal, if Virginia wins this against the EPA, there are literally hundreds of laws and statutes that are going to be questioned and challenged because they, too, might be charged with executive overreach. So this is a very, very big deal. I'm not surprised that it's coming down to the last day because I think the Supreme Court is going to get walloped again, just as they did on Roe v. Wade, if they side with the state of West Virginia and two coal companies that also joined in that suit.
I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but this, you know, again, Biden wants to basically shut down fossil fuel industries, just like Barack Obama did. And I remember going back to my Fox years during the Obama administration, Fox sent me out to coal country in West Virginia. And we did a series of TV reports on how Obama's policies have just decimated people's lives. It was truly heartbreaking here. And you're telling me that if the Supreme Court, you know, sides, you know, rules correctly here, that Biden's plans would basically be stopped.
Well, I think it really removes a lot of his authority to single-handedly dictate, for example, the use of renewable fuels. As it happens, this particular case was blocked by the courts because it was simply too big. The court stepped in and said, lower court, stepped in and said, wait a minute, you're talking about reordering the entire power plan for the United States. What kinds of energy and fuel we use to generate electricity? That's beyond your brief. This is what the court said to the EPA. And in particular, there's sort of a doctrine about important questions. I mean, this one would have cost up to $33 billion per year. That was what the hit was going to be to the economy. And to your point, it was going to be devastating to fossil fuel producers and particularly to coal. So it was blocked, and then the Trump administration rescinded it. Interestingly, Todd, just as a sort of side note, the Biden administration isn't pursuing the Clean Power Plan. They will have another future just as terrible plan, I'm sure. But the reason is because the goals, the emission goals in that plan have been met. Why have they been met? Well, because, in fact, we have been substituting natural gas for coal in America. Our emissions have come down as a result. Yes, there is some increase in the use of renewable fuels, but that isn't the driver of better air in America and better air quality and lower emissions. It's because natural gas is a cleaner burning fuel. But here's the point. Imagine Congress having to deal with climate change. These people can't get together on anything. Their ability to actually craft legislation. I mean, I don't know if you ever try and read this stuff that goes through these days. It's a horror show. I mean, I read just a simple thing like the money that was going to Ukraine. And they had things in there that were already out of date. I mean, you know, like cutoff dates for things that had come and gone. I mean, that's how bad the process is in Congress. Well, you know what? This is what we pay Congress to do. It's time for them to actually roll up their sleeves, decide what is acceptable to the American people, be honest with America, by the way, on this whole climate agenda. Most right. Americans probably think, well, solar's great, cheap, it's free, you know. It's not free. And in fact, they're subsidizing it. Taxpayers are subsidizing it to a degree they have no idea because it never comes out of the shadows. People don't talk about this stuff. It's not debated on the floor of Congress. So I think this could be a really positive thing, honestly, for the United States. People dislike the idea because they think Congress is dysfunctional. Okay, make it functional again. Let's see Congress work.
Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. It is a great column, and we'll see what the Supreme Court decides to do here. Always great hearing from you.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
All right, that's Liz Peek, everybody, LizPeek.com, and you can access her column there. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. I want to go to Jeff in Georgia. He wants to weigh in on the story about Chris Pratt. All right, Jeff, what say you?
I agree with you. I think when somebody, you know, they meet the Lord, they get saved, they're not automatically perfect. It's a growing process. You have to learn how to crawl before you can walk. They're like a babe in Christ.
But Jeff, every time, and I see it, I've seen it for years, I see it every time. I can't tell you how many times, you know, I've gotten a call from a church like, oh, do you know so-and-so? You know, they mentioned God on the air, so they must be a Christian. And this is back when I was at Fox. And I'm like, yeah, you probably don't want that person speaking from your pulpit. You know, but people get sucked into the celebrity culture in the Christian world. It's really sad.
Yes, sir. They really do. They like to find them somebody to put on a pedestal, but everybody has faults, and they've got to learn the ways of the Lord. The thing about it is when a lot of people, when they first meet the Lord, you know, they're ready to go. I mean, they go out running. They'll be out seeking and saving the lost and doing all these things that, you know, that they don't know they're not supposed to do yet, you know? So I don't want to take the newness away from anybody, because they're doing what they're supposed to in a lot of ways. And then people go to church for 30 years and they just go to church and go home. But if the church would go out and learn how to do what some of the new converts are doing now, man, we'd make a difference in society.
Yes, we would. Jeff, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. By the way, 78% of Democrats think the country is on the wrong track. 78% of Democrats. And the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. This is insane. This story coming from the Associated Press and NORC at the University of Chicago. Bipartisan dissatisfaction with the direction of the country and the economy. About 9 in 10 Democrats disapprove of the way Biden's been running the country. Biden's approval rating hovering around 39%. It is looking ugly out there. If these numbers hold, it's going to be a bloodbath for Democrats, a bloodbath. All right, we've got to take a break here. Folks, did you know America has been just one of six countries that allow abortions on demand, up to the moment of birth? Well, it's because of Roe v. Wade that the U.S. has become an extreme outlier in abortion law compared to the rest of the world. Thankfully, the Supreme Court overturned Roe. But look, this is just the beginning of the fight. It's the first step, because now the battle goes to the states. And we've already seen Planned Parenthood and a lot of these other folks filing the lawsuits. It's only the beginning of the vital work to protect life. And folks, that's why I want you to lend a helping hand to Alliance Defending Freedom. Go now to adflegal.org/Starnes. That's adflegal.org/Starnes to help make a life-saving difference. The battle for life is on. Go to adflegal.org/Starnes to join the fight.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, come on, America. Work with me. Work with me here. Can we have a little conversation? Yeah, folks, you got to do your homework. So I've been getting these urgent messages all through the show. I thought, what in the world is going on? Todd, have you heard what's going to happen? This is horrible news. Biden's about to have to appoint another Supreme Court justice. And I'm like, wait, what? What? I mean, we're pretty up on the big news of the day. What's going on? People are horrified. This is going to change the whole makeup of the court. No. All right, let me explain what's going on so you can just breathe easy and sleep well tonight on your lovely MyPillow. So Justice Stephen Breyer announced that he was going to be retiring, and he set a date. And that date is Thursday at noon. we already have a replacement for him. That's Judge Brown, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was nominated and confirmed. So we're replacing a liberal with a liberal. So you don't have to worry about anything here, folks. Everything is just fine. Judge Jackson, by the way, people wondered what happened to her. Well, she doesn't start until October. She won't begin hearing cases until the October term. And that's when you'll start seeing more of her. So rest easy. It's okay. You're going to be just fine. Folks, speaking of just fine, you know what? I am just fine because I have Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And I've been urging you to switch over to Patriot Mobile for a long time now. And one of the chief reasons why, first of all, it's a great product. But more importantly, they're donating money out of every dollar to organizations that are fighting for the First Amendment and fighting for the Second Amendment. And I really appreciate that. I respect that. And they've got some great deals for our listeners. If you use the promo code Todd, they're going to give you free activation and also a free gift, which is pretty awesome. Everybody loves a free gift. Now, if you're a first responder, a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, are you a veteran? Well, if so, they're going to give you an additional discount on top of the other discount. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Give them a call. They have a U.S.-based customer service team. By the way, based in Texas, not India or Pakistan. It's Texas. Give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And again, my promo code, Todd, they're going to hook you up with some great, great deals. Grace Baker, the American Spectator, has a very peculiar story about the Methodist Church. Now, Grandmother Starnes was a Methodist, and as a little boy, I got to double dip. I got to go to the Baptist Vacation Bible School and the Methodist Bible School.
Oh, so did you get different kind of snacks in both?
Yes, and I'll get to that in a moment. But you folks in Memphis, Whitehaven, my grandparents used to live in Whitehaven. My dad used to live in Whitehaven. They were longtime members of Whitehaven United Methodist Church. Right on, I believe that's Elvis Presley Boulevard. It's right towards the state line, so it's before you get to Elvis's place. But yes, Grace, the Methodist always... I'm just going to say this, and I don't mean to offend the Baptist brethren, but the Methodist always seem to have better snacks.
How so?
Well, the Baptist, we got the watered-down Kool-Aid, and we got the Hydrox cookie. It was like the cheaper version of the Oreo. And so the Methodist, it's just like on communion. The Methodist actually used Welch's grape juice, so you got a little bit of a kick when you were drinking the blood of Christ. The Baptist always it just tasted watered down. It's like we did it on the cheap.
Oof.
So that's anyway, rough. I almost became a Methodist as a child because they had a better VBS snack.
Children are bribed very easily.
We had double stuffed Oreos.
That's the real good stuff right there.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Anyway, the United Methodist Church, what we didn't have were drag queens.
Well, that's good.
So the Methodist Church has its very first drag queen pastor. The pastor is a dude. His name is Isaac Simmons.
Pretty normal name.
But he preaches in drag, and he goes under the name Pastor Pentecost. Oh, I get it. Like Pentecost.
I got to say, though, that would be really distracting. I'm just saying.
Yes. I mean, if you're going Pentecostal on them, you could get riled up and you try to jump a pew or something and your wig falls off and it's going to terrify the kids.
Yeah, basically.
So anyway, since that time, Simmons, who serves as an associate pastor, Hope United Methodist Church in Bloomington, has challenged basic theological concepts. So it's not just that the guy is he's a drag queen preacher, but he believes that divinity is not found in God, but in queerness.
Oh, he's one of those.
He's a heretic, is what he is. He's a heretic. This is not a church. They may as well just, bring out the wine and get rid of the altar and turn themselves into some sort of a drag queen bar.
Just have a party.
But this is one of the reasons why the Methodist Church, which, by the way, they were ready to split in 2020, They've postponed that decision until 2024. But I'm telling you, Grace, I think this is over and done for the Methodist.
Sorry, Todd, no more cookies.
Well, what are you going to do? You go non-denominational.
Step it up.
Maybe that's the way to do it. Yeah, the Baptist got to step it up.
The non-denominationals have the cool coffee shops, so you can get some coffee at least, a latte.
I went to one church. I am not kidding. The name of the coffee shop, King of the Brews.
Ha, 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 ha.
I'm not joking. That's Lord help us.
You know, verse in the Bible, Hebrews.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Thank you, Grace. Folks, get out there. Have a great day. Forgive Grace of her pun. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.